Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina Hurricanes were rocking the house. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Once the red-shirted stepchild of college football and basketball in the Triangle, the Hurricanes are now the most exciting ticket in town. I go to a Canes game or two every season, usually against the Boston Bruins, and Thursday night was a real show at PNC Arena. The Canes set a franchise record by winning their sixth straight game to open a season. And despite too many turnovers and penalties, they just about humiliated the mighty Bruins 3-0, with whom they have built a playoff rivalry over the last few years. An enthusiastic Neil Fullhouse rocked to the aggressive game that saw the Bruins outshoot the home team but failed to get the puck into the net, thanks to a great effort by Carolina's journeyman goaltender Freddie Anderson, who registered 33 saves and stopped a couple of dead red shots on goal. If you don't like loud pounding music and almost nonstop promotions on the ice during timeouts and in the stands, pro hockey is not the way to spend an evening. But the Hurricanes faithful, which has grown steadily over the years with transplants who have abandoned their childhood teams, has nurtured a high-energy fan base that frankly can't be touched by the college programs that spend most of the timeouts paying homage to themselves. Canes coach Rob Brind'Amour has built a roster to embrace his style of play. Even when his team is shorthanded, as it was six times and once by two men, the Canes play hard-hitting hockey the fans love and celebrate with the player's storm surge on ice after wins. The team's front office also gets into the social media fray, recently trolling the Montreal Canadiens after beating them, only to have their site hacked amid controversy. So it's clear the Canes believe in wide-open promotion as well. Whether they are two Stanley Cup contenders remains to be seen. Their schedule will eventually stiffen after the next three games against the winless Chicago Blackhawks and Arizona Coyotes. But they're talented, from young superstar Sebastian Aho to grizzled veteran Jordan Staal. And there is no doubt they are here to stay and want to raise a second Stanley Cup in their near future. This is Archansky. See ya.